Brothers and sisters, please turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章.
James chapter 2.
从读第一节到第五节.
We will read from verses 1 through 5.
我的弟兄们, 你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督, 便不可按着外貌待人。
My brethren, do not hold your faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of personal favoritism.
若有一个人戴着金戒指, 穿着华美衣服, 进你们的会堂去, 又有一个穷人, 穿着肮脏衣服, 也进去。
For if a man comes into your assembly with a gold ring and dressed in fine clothes, and there also comes in a poor man in dirty clothes,
你们就重看那穿华美衣服的人说, 请坐在这好位上, 又对那穷人说, 你站在那里或坐在我脚凳下边。
And you pay special attention to the one who is wearing fine clothes and say, You sit here in a good place, and you say to the poor man, You stand over there, or sit down by my footstool.
这岂不是你们偏心待人用恶意断定人吗?
Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil motives?
我亲爱的弟兄们, 请听神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人, 叫他们在信上富足, 并承受那所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗?
Listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?
第九节, 第十节,
Verses 9 and 10.
你们若前所这至尊的律法才是好的。
Verse 8. However, you are fulfilling the royal law according to the scripture.
对不起,第八节前面还有一句话,经上记着说要爱人如己,你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的。
According to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
但你们若按外貌待人,便是犯罪,被律法定为谤话的。
But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law.
因为凡遵守全律法只在一条上跌倒,他就是犯了重条。
For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point has become guilty of all.
我们再从14节读到26节。
Let us now read from verses 14 through 16.
我的弟兄们,若有人说自己有信心却没有行为,有什么益处呢? 这信心能救他吗?
What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but has no works? Can that faith save him?
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体,又缺了日用的饮食,
If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food,
你们中间有人对他们说,平平安安的去吧,愿你们穿得软,吃得饱,却不给他们身上身体所需用的,这有什么益处呢?
And one of you says, Go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body. What use is that?
这样信心若没有行为,就是死的,必有人说,你有信心,我有行为,你将你没有行为的信心指给我看,我便借着我的行为, 将我的信心指给你看。
Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works.
你信神只有一位,你信得不错,鬼魔也信,却是战惊,虚浮的人啊, 你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗?
You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless?
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上,岂不是因行为称义吗?
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac his son on the altar?
可见信心是以他的行为并行,而且信心因着行为才得成全。
You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected.
这就应验经上所说,亚伯拉罕信神,这就算为他的义,他又得称为神的朋友。
And scripture was fulfilled which says, And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
这样看来,人称义是因着行为,不是单因着信。
You see that man is justified by works and not by faith alone.
既你拿和接待使者又放他们从别的路上出去,也不是,不也是一样因行为称义吗?身体没有灵魂是死的,信心没有行为也是死的。
In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead.
好,我们声音暂时读到这里,请我们低头有点简单祷告。
Scripture reading will conclude here. Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主,我们感谢你早晨你在呼召 我们这些属乎你的儿女们一同来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you that you have called all of your children before you today.
感谢主，这是你复活的日子，是复活早晨，这个今天这个复活生命已经住在我们里面。
We thank you on the morn of your resurrection that your resurrection life is already in us.
这个生命继续带领我们来经历，你实在是那个复活主在生命当中来带领管理我们。
This life tells us that you are the Lord of the resurrection who continues to lead us.
让我们学习靠这个生命活在你的跟前，靠这个生命走地上这一段永生的道路。
And according to this life, we live before you and continue to walk this eternal path.
今早晨我们一同来到你跟前说，我们是需要更多仰望你，再次把你恩典的话赐给我们。
This morning we come before your feet to look upon you and to receive your gracious word.
叫这个生命的话语，生命的粮食，成为我们里面走路的力量。
So that this word of life and this may sustain us and give us strength.
那因着信心得到你的话，就得到你自己生命的供应。
In faith, we would receive your word and receive your provision.
早晨我们一同仰望你的时候，人人需要你宝血接近我们。
This morning, when we look upon you, we need your precious blood to cover us.
那我们看见不是凭着自己，而是因着耶稣基督的救赎，因着他的恩，我们今天才能够在这里来服侍，来仰望你自己的怜悯。
That not by ourselves, but by the salvation and redemption of our Lord Jesus that we are able to serve you today.
我们将仰望都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We look upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来看雅各书。
This morning, I would like to share with brothers and sisters about the book of James.
我们说雅各书它的主要信息就是讲了信心和行为的关系。
The main message of James is faith and works.
我想我们都知道，我们是因着相信主耶稣基督被神称义。
I trust that we all know that we have been justified by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为没有一个人靠着自己的行为在那里遵循神的律法被神称义。
Because no person who, according to his works, can be justified by the law.
我们都是因信称义的人。
We are all people who have been justified by faith.
这是保罗在加罗马书加拉太书一再强调的，我们都是因信称义。
And in Romans and Galatians, Paul has emphasized that we have all been justified by faith.
但是来到雅各书的时候，他告诉我们说，我们不是单因信称义，我们还要因行为称义。
But the book of James tells us that we must not only be justified by faith, but also by works.
彼得雅各在这里讲说，我们要因行为称义。
James here tells us that we must be justified by works.
雅各在这里所告诉我们不是讲得救之前那个行为。
James here is not talking about our actions before we are saved.
而是讲到我们得救以后那个行为的表现。
But rather our conduct after we are saved.
这个行为是要给人看的。
And this conduct is for others to see.
让人看见我们的行为的时候就知道我们是神所称义的人，我们是有信心的人。
For others to see that we are justified people and a people of faith.
所以我们知道，当我们读雅各书的时候，他讲到行为的时候，是不是讲他不是讲到我们得救之前的行为，而是讲到得救以后的行为。
So when we read the book of James, the works that are mentioned are not the works before being saved, but the works after being saved.
雅各书在这里所谈论的不是讲到我们得救救恩的问题。
James.Here does not talk about salvation.
因为这些收信的人，他一再称他们说：“我的弟兄们，我的弟兄们。”
Because the recipients of this letter are brethren.
这些人都是以蒙恩得救、已经有主耶稣基督生命的人。
These are brethren who have been saved and who have already received the life of Jesus Christ.
因着他们有生命，所以他们有生活的表现。
Because they have his life, they have an expression of his life.
我们也可以说，从生活里面就知道他们是有生命的人。
We could say that from their living, we can tell that they have the life of the Lord.
我想从自然界的活物里面也同样看见这个原则。
And I think the living things in the natural world can also see, we can also see this principle.
一个有生命的活物，它自然而然它一定有生活的表现。
A living thing will inevitably have an expression of its life.
放属灵事情也是一样。
spiritual things are the same, are no different.
所以雅各他从许多方面来说到一个被神称义的人，一个有信心的人，他如何在行为上有一些表现。
So James talks about the expression of this life in those who have been justified.
当他在试炼当中的时候呢，因着这个信心，叫他能够忍耐。
His faith tells him to be patient.
并且叫他这个忍耐也得以成功。
That his patience would be made perfect.
当他在生活上遇到许多的一个试探的时候，他因着信心，他能够胜过试探。
That when he faces various encounters various trials, that his faith would produce endurance.
而不落到试探里面。
And that he would not fall into temptation.
所以神是借着许多环境来试验我们，来考验我们。
So God uses various conditions to test us.
在我们身上做一个建造工作，做一个成全工作，叫我们能够成全完备，毫无缺欠。
To accomplish his work of perfection and building up.
叫我们信心，叫我们生命经过许多试验以后，能够得到那个生命的冠冕。
That through various trials, our life would be would earn the crown of life.
所以雅各说，不单单是听到，也要行道。
So James tells us not to hear, not to be only hearers, but also doers.
行道就是照着神的话去行。 把神的话能够活出来,
and to do is to do God's word, to live out God's word.
当人照着神的道去行的时候呢，我们这个魂生命就得到拯救。
When we do God's word, our life is built up.
因为人在那里愿意照着神的心意这样过生活，就不以自己为中心，就能够在那里就得到神的拯救。
Because he who lives according to God's will does not live for himself, but lives for salvation. This is what Peter tells us in 1 Peter, that the outcome of faith is salvation.
这果效呢，或者说信心果效，在英文里面就说信心最后结束，所带出来就是叫我们存得救。
The English translations say that the end result of this faith is salvation.
因为信心在那表现我们对神的相信，对神的依靠。
Because the faith is an expression of our reliance on the Lord.
所以当人在那里要把神的话行出来的时候，雅各告诉我们说，我们要详细查看那全备神自由是律法的，并且时常如此。
So when we are doers of the word, we have to examine the word.
怎么去守神的这些的诫命、神的话、神的道呢？
How do we do follow God's word and do it?
怎么在那行事为人呢？
How ought we to behave?
我们知道雅各书在他书信里面讲到律法的时候，他是重在那个道德律这块，重在生活一种规范。When
James speaks about the law, he speaks about it in the framework of daily living.
他不像在希伯来书作者在讲到律法的时候,
he is unlike the authors in Hebrew.
他是重在那些旧约敬拜、侍奉、献祭的那些礼仪里面，那是一种仪表。
The rituals that are mentioned in the Old Testament are merely expression.
而雅各书上，我们说我们要 遵守那全备律法呢，是讲到生活规范的一些的原则。
When James talks about obeying the law, he talks about the principles of living.
而这些遵守呢，不是旧约那个守律法的原则。
And he's not referring to keeping the laws of the Old Testament.
是在新约这个新的生命里面来守神的话，神的诫命。
But rather obeying the law of the New Testament in living.
所以他说我们要去详细查看全备神自由律法说，并且时常如此。
So he tells us to, he talks about the law of liberty.
这个时常如此，英文就是要住在他那里面，住在那个话的里面。
And in the English translation, it means to abide in his word.
这个就是约翰在福音书里面所告诉我们说，要常住在主的里面，他的话也住在我们里面。
And so the Apostle John tells us to abide in his word, and his word abides in us.
当我们住在主的里面，主的生命里面的时候，主就是那生命的话语，我们就住在他的话语里面。
When we abide in the Lord, his word becomes our life.
所以当一个人蒙得救以后，他怎么样去守神的话，神的诫命呢？
So after one has been saved, how should he keep the Lord's word?
他乃是根据里面的生命在那里生活，在那里行事为人。
He lives and treats others according to the life within him.
他乃是常常住在神的话语里面，神的话在他里面就来带领他来过地上的生活。
He abides in the Lord, in the Word, and the Word leaves him in his living.
那雅各到第二章的时候，他继续告诉我们说：“他说，我的弟兄，你们要信奉荣耀主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。”
James in chapter 2 tells us to show no partiality.
当我们因信称义以后，我们在那对人的时候，不可凭着外貌来对待人。
When we are justified by faith, we should not treat others according to their appearance.
什么是外貌呢?
What is this outward appearance? This outward appearance includes rank, authority, and wealth.
或是人所外面所穿戴的，甚至他的长相也是一种外貌。
Or the clothing he wears or his exterior appearance.
甚至种族也是成一种外貌。
Ethnicity is also a type of
他生活表现，这许许多多人都是凭着根据这些外面的这些情形来看待一个人。
And people are treated according to what they look like.
当人外面拥有这些好像人非常注重所看重的，那自然而然人对待他们的时候就不一样。
So when someone has these seemingly respectable exterior qualities, he will be treated as such.
我想这是今天世地上的人一般的情形都是这样子。
I think this is the condition of all people today.
但是神怎样看人呢？
But how does God treat people?
神怎样再来对待我们呢？
How does God treat us?
当神差遣撒母耳到耶西家的时候。
When God dispatched Samuel to the house of Jesse,
要在耶西儿子当中第一个儿子来做以色列王,
and to choose from among his sons one to become king of Israel.
当撒母耳看见耶西的大儿子以利亚出来的时候呢，他心里就说这是耶和华所的受膏者。
When Samuel saw Jesse's eldest son, he thought this must be God's anointed one.
神就对他说, 你不要看外貌和他身材高大。
And the Lord said, do not look at his appearance or his stature.
因为神看人不像人看人。
Because God does not view people the way that
人看外貌, 神是看内心。
Because man looks at the exterior appearance, but God looks at the heart.
神不是凭着外貌来待人, 神乃是看人里面内心真正的情形，实际情形是怎么样。
So God looks not at the outward appearance, but at the conditions of the heart.
所以雅各在这里说，我们这些信奉荣耀主耶稣基督的人，我们也不可凭外貌来待人。
So those of us who glorify the Lord Jesus should also not treat others according to appearance.
也可以说，我们今天活在地上，我们蒙恩得救的，我们不是凭外面这些事物来看一件事情，来看一个人。
Those of us who have been saved by grace should not treat others according to how they look.
我们怎样看人呢? 我们乃是照着主耶稣，他怎么样看人, 我们应该是怎么样看人。
We should treat others the way that our Lord treats them.
我们看主耶稣他所看重的是什么, 也是我们所看重的事情。
We should, whatever our Lord cares about, we should also care about.
我们和世人看这些事情是完全不一样的一个态度。
Our attitude of looking at others is different from those of the world.
所以第一章末了一句话，他说要保守自己不沾染世俗。
So the first thing that James says in chapter 2 is to show no partiality or favoritism.
因为凭着外貌看人对待人，这是世俗，这是世界人一般的一个做法。
Because looking at others according to their appearance is the world's way of doing things.
而这些我们这些属神的儿女，我们这些因信称义的人，我们不可凭着外貌来待人。
And we, God's children who have been justified by faith, do not judge according to appearance.
所以他底下就用个例子说，若是有一个人戴金戒指，穿着华美衣服来到你们会堂，来到你们当中的时候。
So afterwards, James uses an analogy, an example. If you see someone wearing a gold ring and fine clothes,
而有一个穷穿着肮脏衣服也来到你们当中的时候。
And you see a poor man dressed in dirty clothes.
你们就会看中了穿华美衣服，对他说：“你要坐在这个好位上。”
You will think more highly of the man who is dressed well and give him a special place.
对那些穷人说：“你站在这里，或是你坐在我脚蹬下。”
And tell the poorly dressed man to stand over there or sit down by my footstool.
但我们今天是不会这样做。
Of course, we would not behave this way today.
因为我们在这里没有什么上位，没有什么好位，每个位置都是一样。
Because we do not have any special ranking here. We are all of equal position. And we will not tell anyone to sit at our feet.
但是这种情形，或者说这种所显出来的原则，常常我们就落在那光景里面。
But we often find ourselves falling into this condition.
当有一对年轻夫妇来到我们当中聚会的时候，
When a young couple comes to our meeting,
我们常常就非常 散会以后，我们就很多弟兄姊妹去跟他打招呼，问他这个问他那个。
After the meeting is over, many brothers and sisters will inquire of this this young couple.
都是他们要带个两个小孩子的，哦，那我们真是太欢喜了。
And if this young couple has some young children, then we are only too happy to give them our attention.
因为现在儿童主日学小孩子不多。
Because our children's Sunday school does not have many young ones. So sisters will receive them and tell them where the classrooms are. Of course, we should have this kind of passionate, kind of hospitable behavior towards our newcomers. But if next week an elderly couple comes for the first time, we might not pay any particular attention. And after the meeting, how many brothers and sisters will go over to say hello to them? To inquire of them. It's not that we intentionally have this difference in how we treat them. But unconsciously, this is how we treat them. So this is the principle that James is talking
about.
Our glorious Lord Jesus did not treat others according to how they looked.
不管人来到我们当中，他是年轻的，他是年长的。
All who came before him, whether they were old or young,
他外面好像也很好教，好像也很好一个社会上有一些好的一个地位情形。
Whether it is someone who has a high position in the world or who is very educated,
或是说他没有受过什么好的教育。
Or one who does not seem to be very educated. Whomever God brings before us, we should receive with warmth and hospitality. Because God knows the true condition of this person's heart. So God does not show favoritism. Because did God not choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of his kingdom? God has chosen the poor of the world. I think poor of the world here refers to those who are spiritually poor.
当然，广义来说，我们也可以说，他们这些都是在物质上非常欠缺、贫乏的人。
Broadly speaking, it might also include those who are materially poor. Because there are people who are very rich. They're very well educated and they are endowed with
knowledge.
These are people who do not seem to have much inheritance in God's word. Because all that he has materially has taken up the space in his heart. And so they would not pursue the Lord and love him. And they don't feel the need for the Lord. But one who is poor spiritually is one whom God has chosen. Chosen to receive his grace. So God asks them to be rich in faith. And furthermore become heirs of his kingdom. So Paul very clearly tells us also. Those who have been called are not, according to the flesh, wise, mighty, or noble. We see that many of God's children are very common and ordinary people. These are the type of people whom God has chosen to receive His grace. So we see that God does not treat us according to our appearance, but according to our hearts. The Lord tells us in Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the meek and the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. This is the first blessing. And all blessings come from this first blessing. If a man is to receive more of God's blessing, they have to acknowledge their poverty in spirit. He has nothing. When one recognizes this, then he is rich spiritually. Because God has promised to them the kingdom of heaven. And in their spiritual poverty, God will grant them more blessings. So James tells us that we have much to learn in this area. After we have been saved and justified, we can no longer show partiality. Specifically in God's house. And this principle applies also to those around us who have not yet believed. But because we naturally live in ourselves, we will treat others according to their appearance. I often have an opportunity to travel to New York City and to ride the subway. And as many of us know, the people in New York City come in all stripes and colors. And there's some very strange people. And when we encounter these types of people, we have a particular type of attitude. And I think this condition applies to all of us. But we need God's mercy. When when we find ourselves in this kind of situation, we need God's grace.
按照外貌来看待这些人。
Not to treat others according to their appearance.
这些人正是神需要神拯救的人。
Because these are people who also need God's salvation.
这些人正是需要福音的人。
These are people who need to hear the gospel.
所以当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们要学习不按着外貌而待人。
So after we have been saved, we need to learn to not show partiality.
那底下他就讲了另外一个，要你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的。
And another principle that is mentioned is one who keeps the law.
我刚提到说，雅各书里面所讲到的律法是重在生活行事为人那些的规范，那些是我们要遵守的。And
when James speaks of the law, he speaks of it in the scope of daily living.
所以他底下就讲说，不可奸淫，不可杀人。
So he says, do not commit adultery, do not murder.
你若是犯一条，就要被定罪。只要犯一条，你就要被定罪。
If you fail to keep part of the law, then you are condemned.
雅各说，你们要遵守这些律法才是好的。
And James says, you must keep the law.
那么怎么去遵守这些律法呢？
So how do we fulfill the law?
原来是在这个生命里面来遵守这些律法。
By keeping the law in the life.
没有一个人凭着自己能够守住神这些的诫命。
No one on his own can keep God's law.
我们也不是在旧约那个律法原则里面，好像在字面上来守这些的教条。
And we are not keeping the laws of the Old Testament.
我想。 在书信里面讲到要守神诫命最多的，这样话最多就是使徒约翰。
And I think in this letter, the one mentioned most frequently is the Apostle John.
使徒约翰在他书信里面，约翰一书里面，他告诉我们说，神的诫命，他的诫命是不难守的。
And the Apostle John, in 1 John says. His word is not difficult to keep.
我想说，也许对使徒约翰来说，这句话对他来说是很容易的，很可以。的确，神的诫命对他来说不要守是难守的。And
for John, this is a very easy thing to say.
但是对我们来说，实在是非常难的。But
to us, it is not so.
不仅犯一条，他说，底下说，凡遵守全律法，只要一条上跌倒，他就犯了重条。
He says, whoever keeps the whole law yet stumbles in one point has become guilty.
我们是一条都守不住，我们是犯了重条。If
we cannot keep, just one point of the law, then we have become guilty of the entire law.
为什么约翰还告诉我们说神的诫命不是难守的呢？
So why does John say that the law is not difficult?
我们去读约翰书信的时候，我们就知道他为什么这样说。
If we read John's letter, then we'll understand why.
因为约翰一书一开头就告诉我们说，论到那起初原有的生，永远的生命。
Because John begins his letter with from the beginning, what we have looked and touched with our hands, the word of life, has already been manifested.
这个生命我们已经经历到，我们已经得着了。
We have already received and experienced.
这是本来生命基督的生命。
This is the life of Christ.
我们因着相信他，我们就得到这个生命。
Through believing in him, we have received his life.
所以当生命住在我们里面的时候，神要我们去守他的诫命。
So with this life within us, God wants us to obey his commandments.
就不是靠着我们原来那天然生命去守神的诫命。
And not to fulfill the law according to our own selves.
乃是基督的生命来守他的诫命。
But to fulfill the law in Christ's life.
所以约翰告诉我们说，你们要住在这个生命，住在他里面，就能够守他的诫命，就不会犯罪。So
John tells us that as long as we live in his life, we will not sin.
你们要按着恩膏教训住在主的里面。That
we must live according to his anointing.
所以当一个人因着生命住在他里面，他也照着恩膏教训在那里生活的时候。
So when one lives in Christ's life and according to his anointing,
他能够顺服里面生命的感觉，他在那里就能够守住神的诫命。
He is able to obey the feelings direction from the Spirit in order to keep His commandments. So brothers and sisters, today we live not according to our own lives, but rather to live a normal spiritual life. We must learn to live in the life of Christ. Because the life of Christ will compel us to live according to His life. I think this is a very real thing. Why do we often think that this concept of life is so empty and so abstract? That is because we are no longer in the life. When we live in the life, we have a feeling towards the things which are outside the life. If we don't have the life, it's the same. If one is still living, he must have some kind of feeling or response to the things that happen to him. To a dead person, no matter what happens to him, he will have no feeling or response. Because he is not alive. So when God's children learn to live in His life, when He keeps His commandments, it's not difficult. And doing so comes very naturally. John chapter 15 tells us,
他是真葡萄树,
I am the true vine and you are the branches. And when the branches are connected to the vine, they will receive the provision from the vine.
自然而然枝子就结出许多果子来。
And naturally, the branches will bear fruit.
So, 我们看见雅各说,
so James tells us to keep this royal law.
怎么样常守住呢?
How do we keep the law?
就在生命的里面,
only in the life.
保罗也告诉我们说呢,爱就完全这个律法。
And Paul tells us that the law is summed up in love.
不仅守住一条, 乃是要守住众条,
not in part, but in whole.
乃是完全这个律法的要求,
and it covers the entire law.
那怎么样才能完全这个律法的要求呢?
How do we completely fulfill the law?
在这里第八节他说, 经上记着说, 要爱人如己, 然后底下记着说, 要全守这至尊的律法。
Verse 8 says, you're doing well if you love your neighbor as yourself. Because this law has to do with the relationship between people. Mosaic, the last six parts of the Mosaic Law talk about relationships between people.
要孝敬父母,不可杀人。
Love your parents, don't commit adultery or murder.
不可偷盗,不可做假见证,不可爱慕人的房屋。
Don't covet, don't give false testimony.
这些都是人之间的一种关系。
These are all matters that deal with relationships between people.
所以雅各在这里也是引用十诫说不可奸淫不可杀人。
So James here also quotes the commandments, do not commit murder, do not commit adultery.
怎么样才守住,怎么成全这些律法呢?
How to fulfill the law?
就是爱。
Love.
因为那些诫命都是讲到一些伤害人的事情。
Because the commandments speak of things that are harmful to
people.
Someone who has love will naturally not do these things.
就不会去杀人,去抢,去奸淫,去偷窃,去做假见证。
not commit adultery, murder, covet, or give false testimony.
因为这都是害人的事情。
Because these are all things which are harmful to other people.
当他有爱的时候, 他就能完全成全律法。
One who has love has perfected the law.
所以使徒约翰才一再告诉我们说，我们要常住在主的里面。
So the Apostle John says to abide in the Lord always.
他就住在我们里面。
And the Lord will abide in us.
我们要住在爱的里面, 神的爱就住在我们里面。
If we abide in the Lord's love, then His love abides in us.
这是约翰一书的一个信主要一个信息。
And this is the main message in the first letter of John.
那底下从14节到26节。
And in verses 14 through 16.
那这一段可以说是雅各书整个中心的一个内容，中心的一个信息。
We could see that this is the focal message of the letter of James.
让我们看见什么是一个真正的信心，怎么是一个活的信心。
To examine what is true faith.
一个活的信心是有行为的一个行，是有行为表现的。
Living faith is accompanied by works.
活的信心，什么是活？
Living faith, what is living?
活就是说它有生命。
A living faith has life.
当它有生命的时候，自然而然它有生活。
Something living has life and naturally has life.
所以英文是那个生命跟生活是同一个字，都是 life。
And in English, living and life are both expressed in the word life.
我们看见神给保罗的负担，乃是让我们看见人是因信称义。
We see that the burden that God gave to Paul was justification by faith.
That
speaks of our position before the Lord. No one can be justified before God by his works except through Jesus Christ. This is a type of faith. So in Romans chapter 10, Paul tells us,
他说人若口里承认，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That if he should proclaim in his heart that the Lord Jesus, then he will be saved.
人若有信心，他就可以称义。 人心里若是有信心，就可以称义。
He who has faith can be justified.
一直讲到心里相信，心里相信。
He's talking about faith of the heart.
所以我们看这个信心是在里面的，是看不见的。
So we see that faith is internal, something that is invisible.
但是神看见了我们里面有这个信心。
But God can see whether or not we have this faith.
神看见我们的这个信心，要来依靠他，要相信他儿子所为我们所成就的救赎工作。
God can see whether we trust in His redemption work and His son.
神就称我们为义。
And so God justifies us.
所以因信称义呢，是说到我们神在我们在神面前的地位，我们和神的关系。
So justification foremost speaks of our relationship with God.
但是神给雅各负担呢，是要看见人是因行为称义。
But the burden given by God to James is that we are justified by works.
是说到我们在人面前的一个情形，那种实际情形是怎样。
Which speaks of our condition before the Lord.
因为信心人是看不见。
People cannot see the condition of our heart.
所以人就对他说，你若是有信心，你指给我看。
So one man might say, if you have faith, then show me by your works.
那我怎么把我里面信心指给他看呢？
How am I to demonstrate my faith by my works?
他说，我就借着我的行为，将我的信心给你看。
I will show you my faith by my works.
所以当人看见我们的行为的时候，他就知道原来我们里面是有信心。
So when others see our works, they will know that we have faith.
他就知道我们是被神所称义的人，我们是一个得救的人。
And know that we are people who have been justified by faith.
所以雅各讲到我们是因行为称义，乃是讲到我们在神在人面前是和人之间的关系。
So when James talks about justification by works, he talks about our dealings with other people.
正如保罗在罗马书第四章讲到亚伯因信称义这件事情。
And in chapter 4, he talks about Abraham's justification by faith.
罗马书第四章还告诉我们说，亚伯因信神，神就算他为义。
In Romans, Abraham was Abraham believed, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
这句话是记载在创世纪第十五章。
And this was recorded in Genesis chapter 15.
这事以后，神称他为义后。
After God accounted it to him as righteousness.
神又和亚伯兰立约，要他受割礼。
God established a covenant of circumcision with Abraham.
以后他的后裔也要受割礼，这是一个约。
So that his descendants would also uphold the covenant of circumcision.
约是在亚伯兰身上是一个记号，是一个证据。
This was a sign and evidence in Abraham.
是外面的。
An external sign.
当人看见亚伯兰身上有一个记号，受割礼的记号，人就知道他是已经被神称义的人。
Because when others have seen that Abraham has the mark of circumcision, they will know that he has been justified.
因为神称他为义是在这个之前。
Because this was how God justified him.
他相信神，神就算他为义了。
He believed, and God accounted it to him as righteousness.
所以保罗在罗马书第四章一直在讲说，割礼是一个见证，是一个证据。
In Romans chapter 4, Paul says that circumcision is a sign.
以后保罗在传福音的时候，犹太人一直在和他所争辩，就是说人要称义，一定要受割礼。
And the Jews who were debating him said that in order to be saved, one must also be circumcised.
保罗说不，人只要相信主耶稣基督就可以得救，就可以被神称义。Paul
said no. He only needs to believe in Christ.
那人怎么知道我们已经得救，已经被神称义了呢？
Then how can others know that we have been saved?
要一个证据给人看，人才会相信。
There needs to be some kind of evidence so that others will believe.
在犹太人身上受割礼是一个证据。
For Jews, circumcision is a sign.
在我们这些被神称的人，外面行为表现是一个证据。
For the rest of us, our works are evidence of our justification.
今天许多人说， 许多外面，或是说所谓一些礼仪，都是一个外面形式的，这是一个形式的。神是注重里面的，胜于注重外面的。不错，这句话好像是对的。Today
many rituals and ceremonies are merely external.
另一方面，雅各也还告诉我们说，的确要因行为称义，要有行为的表现。And
James tells us that we must be justified by our works.
所以有时候一个人，他说他相信耶稣。
So when someone says that he believes in Jesus,
那我们就说，你相信耶稣，那你就要照主的吩咐，要受浸归在他名下。
And then others might say, if you believe in Jesus, then you must be baptized.
你应该好好聚会。
And you must attend meetings.
他就说，那些都是外面的事情。
And then he might say, those are all external things.
受浸不过是一个仪式就是了。
That because baptism is only a ritual.
聚会好像不是顶重要，我只要心里真诚，我相信神，我相信主耶稣基督，这样就够了。And
the meeting seems just to be a formality. Isn't it enough that I've already believed in Jesus Christ?
但是人怎么知道我们已经得救有信心呢？
But how do people know that we have been saved?
他说我就是相信的。Just
say I believe.
我不需要受浸，我也不需要聚会。I
don't need to. Be baptized or go to meetings.
雅各就说，这样信心没有行为是死的。这个这样信心能够拯救他吗？
In response to that, James says, "Faith without works is dead. Can such a faith save him?"
这样信心对他有什么益处呢？
What profit does this type of faith have?
这样信心实在是一个空头的、空洞的信心，不是一个真实的信心。
Such a faith is merely empty.
一个真正的信心乃是在那里一开始的时候，他就要相信主的话，愿意照着主的吩咐去行。True
faith, belief in God's word is accompanied by action.
因为他相信了，他真受浸归在主的名下。Because
of his belief, because of his baptism in the Lord's name.
在见证他是一个得救的人。He
testifies that he is one who has been saved.
见证他是一个属耶稣基督的人。
He testifies that he belongs to the Lord Jesus.
人看见了就知道，原来我们是已经蒙恩得救了，神已经称我们为义了。
So that all can see that he has been saved and justified by faith.
所以雅各在这里对这些受洗的弟兄们说，若有人自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？
So James says to the recipients of his letter, if he has faith but not works, then what good is that faith?
这信心能够救他吗？
Can this faith save him?
他底下就讲个例子。
So he gives an example.
若是有弟兄姊妹他赤身若体又缺少日用饮食，
if someone is naked and lacks food for eating,
你们中间有人对他们说平安而去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，却不给他们生理所需的，这有什么益处呢？
Some among you may say, go and be warm and be filled. What good is this?
若是有这样的人，我们都要说，我为你祷告，你平安的去吧，神会顾念你。
And some may say, go in peace, I will pray for you.
当然祷告是需要的。
Of course, prayer is necessary.
但是只讲这些，对他有什么益处呢？ 对这些欠缺的弟兄姊妹有什么益处呢？
But what good are these mere words to the brothers and sisters?
他照样饮食上有欠缺，他照样没有衣服穿。
He lacks clothing and food.
所以这样信心是一个不真实的信心。
So we see such a faith is not a genuine faith.
乃是真实的给他供应，帮助他的需要。
True faith is giving him provisions and to help and helping him.
对他有益处。
Doing something that is profitable.
不仅对那些有欠缺的有益处。
Not doing something that has that is lacking.
对我们自己也有益处。
Also is profitable to us.
当我们去顾念帮助那些有需要的弟兄姊妹的需要的时候，
when we care for those brothers and sisters who are in need,
我们在那里就脱离自己。
We are removed from ourselves.
我们在那里是不单单顾到自己，乃是顾到别人，顾到肢体的需要。
We think of not ourselves but of the needs of the body.
我们在那里这个表现，我们就能得到拯救。
And through our conduct, salvation is received. We distance ourselves from our self-centered life. So when faith has these works, then it is profitable.
当然神也可以借着别人来顾念那些有需要的人，帮助那些有需要的人。
Of course, God can use other people to take care of the needy.
因为神仍然会顾念他的儿女的需要。
Because God will care for all of the needs of his children.
但是若是我们只是单单说你平平安去吧，神会顾念你。
But if we merely say, go in peace, God will care for you.
对我们一点益处都没有。
It profits us nothing.
所以使徒约翰在他书信里说，弟兄小子们啊，你们相爱不要只在言语上，总要在行为诚实上。
So the Apostle John tells us to love not only in word but also in deed.
从此就知道我们是属真理的。
Then you will know that our God is real.
相爱不是只在言语上，乃是在实际行动里面。
That loving one another is not only in word but also in action.
不是只是讲那些属灵的话，对的话而已。
Not only speaking spiritual words.
若是只在言语上，就不是属真理，不是属真实的。
Because if it is only in word, then it is not real.
而当人在实际上有行为的时候呢，从此就知道他是属真理的，他是属真实的。
That when practically he also has works, then we know that his love is real.
因为他在那见证，让人看见他里面的信心是一个活的，是个真实的信心。
By his testimony, others know that the faith within him is real.
所以他在那说，你信神是不错，连撒旦、魔鬼也相信，也信有位神。So
James says, you believe is God. You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe.
但是他却是战惊的。
But he shudders.
魔鬼他是原来是在神面前的一个天使长，他堕落了。
Demons were once archangels before the Lord who have fallen.
他知道只有一位神。
They know that there is one God.
但他他
They know that there is one God, but they tremble. Because they know that one day they will be judged. So we not only have faith, but if we do not have works, it has no good for us.
人也不相信, 或说人就怀疑我们是不是一个被神称义的人。
And others will doubt whether we have been justified.
所以我们看见今天许多因着我们许多软弱许多欠缺。
So we see that we have many weaknesses and deficiencies.
我们许多生活表现出来的时候,
in the expression of our daily living.
人就对我们对别人的再来说, 他们是信主的人吗?
Others will question whether we are believers.
他们是基督徒吗?
Are they Christians?
他们有疑问, 有怀疑。
And they have questions and doubts.
因为他们没有看见我们外面的行为表现。
Because they have not seen the expression in our living.
所以我们可以自称我是相信主的人, 我是一个被神称义的人, 我是一个得救的人。
So we can proclaim ourselves as believers who believe in the Lord.
但是人不相信。
But still not believe.
因为人看不见我们里面的信心。
But others may not believe because they do not see our faith.
人要看见是我们外面的行为。
What others see is our conduct.
我们是借着我们的行为让他们看见我们里面的信心。
And through our conduct, others can see our faith inside.
让他们知道我们是因信称义的人。
So that others know that we have been justified because of faith.
我们是因得救的人。
That we have been saved.
因为我们是借行为表现。 来做一个证据，让人知道我是一个属父神的人。
Because by our works we testify that we belong to the Lord.
所以底下雅各就用两个例子来说明这件事情。
So James uses two examples to illustrate this.
什么叫因行为称义，也因着行为叫称义得以成全。
Justification by works and the fulfillment of the law.
他讲到亚伯拉罕献以撒的事情。
He talks about Abraham's offering of Isaac.
他说亚伯兰把他儿子献上坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？
When Abraham offered his son Isaac on the altar, was he not justified?
亚伯兰献以撒这件事情，雅各说他是因行为称义。
The offering of Isaac was a justification by works.
我们刚才提到说亚伯兰什么时候被神称义呢？
When was Abraham justified?
早在他献以撒之前，十几年前，他已经被神称义了。
Before he offered his son Isaac, 10 years before he was already justified.
他信神，神就称他为义。
He believes in the Lord, and the Lord counted to him righteousness.
因为那时候亚伯还没有儿子。
Because then Abraham didn't have a son yet.
神说，神要赐福给他。
So God promised to bless him.
他对神说：“我没有儿子，你赐我这些有什么用呢？谁来承受我的产业呢？”
So Abraham said, "What good is this blessing if I don't have a son?"
神就把亚伯兰带到外面，让他说：“你看天上的星。”
So the Lord brought Abraham outside and said, "See the stars of the heavens."
你的子孙要像天上的星那么众多。
Your descendants will be like the stars in the sky. And Abraham believed. And it was reckoned to him as righteousness. So very clearly in that moment, Abraham was justified. He didn't really do anything. He only believed in God's word. And he was justified and saved.
但是在这里，当他献以撒的时候，雅各说他是因行为称义。
When Abraham offered Isaac, he was justified by his works.
底下说，因着他这样的献祭，就应验经上所说的亚伯兰信神，就这就算为他义了。
Abraham's offering of his son on the altar, was by doing that alone, he was justified.
意思就是说，当亚伯兰献以撒的时候，就应验早在献以撒之前，神已经称他为义了，他已经被神称义了。
Because Abraham had already been justified when he offered his son Isaac.
也就是见证他实在是因信被神称义了。
This behavior was testimony that he had already been justified by faith.
这个就是因行为称义。
This is justification by.
因为人看见亚伯外面有一个行动，有个表现。
We see Abraham was justified outwardly by his works, offering his son.
为什么亚伯能够把他儿子献上呢？
Why was Abraham able to offer his son?
因为当神应许他的子孙像天上的星那么众多的时候，
because when the Lord promised his descendants to number the stars of the heaven,
他相信了，他接受了。有一天，他儿子、他子孙要像地下像天上星那么众多。
He believed in the Lord's promise.
而当他献以撒的时候，
and when he offered Isaac,
他这个信心仍然在那里。
His faith was still there.
因为罗马书上来告诉我们说，亚伯安所信的是那位死无变有叫死人复活的神。
Because Romans tells us that Abraham believed in the God in God who brings back life from the dead.
即使这个时候他把儿子献在燔祭上，燔祭坛上杀了。
And he had offered up his son to be killed on the altar.
他起初对神那个信心，那个应许仍然是不改变的。
His faith was unchanged.
神仍然可以成就他的应许，叫他子孙像天上的星那么多。
He still believed that even offering up his son Isaac, that God would keep his promise to number his descendants.
所以他就信上了。
So he believed.
所以希伯来书也在见证说，亚伯因着信。将以撒献上。
So, Book of Hebrews tells us that because of faith, Abraham offered Isaac.
就仿佛从死中得为他的儿子。
As if he had received his son back from the dead.
因为他知道这个儿子神可以叫从死里复活。
Because he knows that God can resurrect his son from the dead.
仍然能够成就神当初给他的应许。
And to fulfill His promise.
所以我们看见亚伯拉因信称义，在他信神被神称义的时候，那个信心是一个活的信心。
So we see by Abraham's justification by works that his faith is living.
是一个真正的一个信心。
It is a true faith.
而这个活真正的信心就在这个献以撒这件事情上，它表现出来了。
And this living faith is expressed through his offering of Isaac.
就应验，就见证神他信神，神称他为义这件事情。
And is a testimony of his faith in the Lord.
同样，拉合也是因行为称义。
And in the same way, Rahab was also justified.
我们知道，当以色列百姓过了约旦河，来到迦南地的时候，他们要攻同一个城耶利哥。
We know that when the Israelites crossed the Jordan, they arrived at Jericho.
他们先差遣两个探子去探耶利哥城。
And they dispatched two messengers to survey Jericho.
那拉合这个妓女接待这两个探子。
And Rahab the harlot received these two messengers.
后来耶利哥王知道，就派人去要叫他们要叫拉合把这两个交出来。
And the king of Jericho asked Rahab to turn over the two messengers.
拉合对他们说，他们两个已经跑掉了，你们去追吧。
And Rahab told them that the two messengers had already left. Go pursue them.
等那些人走掉以后呢，拉合就对那个两个探子说。
And afterwards, Rahab said to the two messengers.
因为他们已经听见以色列人要来到这个地方。
Because she had already heard that the Israelites would come.
已经把这块地要交给他们。
And that the Lord would promise this piece of land to them.
听见以后，他们惊恐，他们心都消化了。
And when they heard this, they were frightened.
然后拉合就对两个探子说：“当你们来到这里得这块地的时候，你纪念我们，纪念我和我一家。”
And Rahab told the messengers, "When you claim this piece of land, remember me and my household."
那探子就意思他说：“当我们来的时候，你要把那个一个苏红色线系在我们系在那个窗户上。”
And the messengers told her to bind a scarlet cord from her window.
因为他拉合是把这两个探子从那个窗户上坠下去的，他们这两个就回到以色列当中。
And from the same window, Rahab let the messengers escape to her.
所以拉合就照这两个探子所说来做。
So Rahab did as the two messengers had instructed her to.
所以当以色列人把耶利哥城攻下，杀灭了耶利哥城所有的人的时候。
So when all of the people of Jericho had been killed,
就拯救了拉合他一家人。
Rahab's family was the only one who had been spared.
雅各说, 拉合就是因着这个行为, 他成义,
James says that Rahab was justified in this way by her works.
为什么拉合因着这个行为得救呢?
Why was Rahab saved by her works?
因为他知道当以色列百姓来到迦南地的时候要把全城都杀害掉。
Because she knew that when Israel arrived at Jericho, the entire city would be destroyed.
所以她接待使者,
so she received the messengers.
她也相信以色列人,因着她接待这两个使者会拯救她和她一家。
And she also believed that these two messengers would save her and her family.
所以雅各说她是因行为称义。
So James says that she was by her works justified.
若拉合在那, 看听见以色列百姓要来到迦南地的时候,
when Rahab found out that Israel would come to the land of Canaan,
她也知道这块地已经赐给以色列百姓了。
She knew that this piece of land had already been promised to the Israelites.
若她仅仅相信有这么一件事情会发生,
if she firmly believed that this would happen,
但是若她不接待使者这两个使者,
but if she had not received the two messengers,
那对她有什么益处?
Then what good would it have been to her?
当以色列百姓来的时候,
because her family would have been slaughtered along with the rest of Jericho.
但是因为在那里,她不仅相信神要做成应许给以色列百姓这件事情,
because she believed in God's promise to his people,
她也相信她只要在那里接待使者,
she knew that as long as she received the messengers and believed in their promise, in their oath, and did as they instructed her to,
神,以色列百姓来到迦南地的时候,就照他的应许,成就,拯救他一家。
Then God would keep his promise and save her family.
所以我们看以,
so we see that Rahab was justified by her work. She believed that Israel would receive the land. And annihilate all the people living there. But not just this.
若是停在这里的话,她不接待使者,不照使者的话去行,最终她还是灭亡的。
If she had not also received the messengers, then she would have been destroyed with the rest of the people. But she received the messengers. And so she was saved. She was justified by her works and saved by her works. These two examples highlight justification not just by faith, but also by works.
真正有行为表现的时候,这个信心才有意义,才有价值。
Only justification that has an expression by works has any value.
这个信心才能真正拯救我们。
This is the only kind of faith that can save us.
那一方面我们看见这两个也是一个不同信心的一个表明。
We see that these are two manifestations of faith by works.
我们看见亚伯兰信心,他能够被称为信心之父。
We see that Abraham was called the father of faith.
他最终能够把以撒献上,完全相信,完全奉献。
And finally was able to offer up Isaac entirely as a sacrifice.
他这样信心是经过一些年日的一个试验考验的。
And his faith was tested for many days.
从他的历史我们可以看见亚伯兰在信心的功课上,信心的道路上的确有失败,有软弱的时候。
From Abraham's history, we can see that he had many failures.
但是虽然他这个信心又软弱的时候,但是慢慢我们看见最终他信心到一个地步,他能够完全相信依靠神自己。
But we see that despite his weakness and failure, that he was able to completely believe.
他能够毫无保留,把他唯一的儿子,独一的儿子献给神。
That he was able to keep and offer up his only son to God.
但是妓女阿拉合就不一样。
Oh, but the harlot Rahab was different.
好像妓女拉合, 她心情没有经过这么一段长的时间的一个学习经历。
It seems that Rahab's faith had not gone through as nearly a lengthy process of testing.
在那里, 她一有信心, 她就有行为表现出来。
She had instant faith and instant works.
所以我们可以看见，有时候神就会带领我们，像亚伯兰。 需要经过一个年日的一个学习操练，有失败，有软弱。
So we see that sometimes God will lead us in the way that He did Abraham through a very long period of trials and failures.
信心最终能够达到一个非常高的一个境界。
So that faith will attain to a very refined state.
就是有时候神会带我们像拉合一样。
But sometimes God will lead us in the way He did Rahab. The faith will not undergo many trials.
当你有信心的时候,
that when there is faith, works will instantly follow. So whether over many years, or only in a short period of time, we see that works are important. Because only through works can our faith be perfected. Because faith and works are interrelated. This is what James tells us. Justification by works. What God asks for us now is for an expression of that faith through works. Paul also emphasizes this faith by works. Before we were saved, God had no requirements of our behavior. Because before we were saved, our works were like filthy rags. And not one of us, according to our works, could be righteous in God's eyes. But after we were saved, God had requirements for our faith. How we ought to behave.
从前我们所有就是破烂污秽的衣服,
what was once a ragged clothes.
现在我们而有的是那丰衣的袍子穿在我们身上了。
Now we have a fine linen.
所以只要我们常常隐藏在这个基督里面,
so as long as we are hidden in Christ Jesus.
住在基督里面,
living in Christ Jesus.
自然而然外面那丰衣的袍子那美丽圣洁的衣服就表现出来了。
The fine linen will naturally come out. We must not only be justified by faith, but also by works. For to have a proper relationship with God, we need to be justified by works. For to be found righteous, we also need to be justified by our works among men. To have the in our living. And we give our works to our Father in heaven, our Abba Father. This concludes my sharing. Would our brother please conclude us in prayer? We thank the Lord that His message, that these messages often remind us of His word. Meditating upon God's word helps us to abide in the Lord. Let us pray.
天父,
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你使我们所听到的信息，让我们 更渴慕啊认识基督。
Because after hearing your message, we yearn even more for Christ.
因为我们知道我们所经历的试炼更是你要我们更多的得着基督。
Because we know that the trials we experience are in order for us to receive more of the Lord.
教我们知道我们的信心是真的是活的。
So that we can know that our faith is real and living.
愿你的话继续说在我们心里面。
Would you continue to speak your word to us?
成为我们每天生活的帮助。
And to be our help every day.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家翻开